Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. A pared-down acoustic trio of the ever-evolving band Mice Parade will be at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, New York on Friday, April 20th. This song, Swing, is from Mice Parade's 2007 self-titled album.
And if I found a way to slow and follow each and every cricket in the grass, would a picture help to make standing in the middle of the zoo? Same as all those other times for me to you.
Throughout their career, Mice Parade has explored post-rock, IDM, African rhythms, Spanish flamenco, indie rock, instrumental, tropicalia, and much more. The always unpredictable and evolving group have an album of catchy shoegaze pop on the way, and their first live album. Here now to tell us more about everything that's going on with Mice Parade is founder and multi-instrumentalist Adam Pierce. Adam, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about this incredibly cool-sounding live album that's coming out soon.
Well, we've been talking about it amongst ourselves probably for about a decade. Every time we get out on tour, we say, man, we got to be recording this. And then we just finally actually were able to put it together. So it's kind of lucky.
You recorded it at a bunch of shows and mixed it?
Yeah, mostly two shows, London and Tourcoing in France, as well as one song from Vendôme. We recorded four or five shows, but there were only... There were some technical problems with a few and whatnot. It was a last-minute rushed operation. But, yeah, hence the title, England versus France.
And on that record, it is a large version of Mice Parade. A lot of people are playing.
Yeah, that's what Mice Parade normally is.
Right.
Mice Parade is normally at least six or seven on stage and kind of a big, complex affair. These acoustic dates are kind of a new thing for us now.
You're playing with a trio, just a trio, you and two other people, in Hudson on the 20th. Who are you playing with for these acoustic shows?
We have a fellow named Dan LaPelle on classical guitar, and that guy is sick. I love playing with Dan.
Mm-hmm.
As well as an amazing singer coming over from Iceland. Her name is Silla. So should be fun.
We have
one day of rehearsal.
What made you want to try this stripped-down trio and take it out?
Mostly that the full big band lives around the world. So Mice Parade doesn't tour all that often. We tour sort of around new studio albums and whatnot. And, our sound guy is in England, drummer's in California, singer lives in Japan, guitarist is in Texas, and keyboardist is in Iceland. So it's a big and expensive and tricky to coordinate, affair to put a tour together and take time out of everyone's schedules and fly them all to upstate New York for rehearsal. Dan lives in New York. Dan, our classical guitar player, lives in Manhattan, and I live in upstate. So we are the two that are around locally and can do some gigs. So we said, hey, why not do some gigs? But our friend Scylla is there because she's beautiful and we need her.
Okay. What makes you keep the band, those musicians, when they're so far flung, rather than finding other people to perform with you?
Well, people are unique. Musicians are unique. It's more friends. It's more about family. I mean, I think the answer to that is looking forward to the tour is about looking forward to get together with these sort of friends and family that you don't see so often. Much more about that than it is about, perfection of the music or anything. But it's everybody clicks really well, I've been fortunate enough to tour with a lot of different people in my life, and these are some of the finest folks I've ever been on the road with. So don't fix it if it ain't broke.
Right. How has your personal approach to writing and recording music changed and evolved over the time that you've been a musician?
Oh my goodness, what a loaded question. You know, I mean, anyway, how has the music evolved? How has my approach to it evolved? I mean, Mice Parade has musically evolved in, we've been making records since about 98. They started off pretty instrumental. The first couple were mimicking sort of electronic stuff with live instruments. Mm-hmm. And then we moved on to using only pentatonic scales and bringing Chinese harps for a couple of tours and albums in there, and still sounded a bit Afro jazzy fusion-y for a while. And then just sort of, I guess, getting back to my roots, like starting to sing again back in 04 and whatnot, recording, and started getting, playing some guitar again, getting back to singing roots, you know, like, I guess that's how I started out in other bands. So, I mean, how has it evolved? I guess, you know, those are a few ways.
What, if you can articulate it, what accounts for all of that change, all of those different experiments?
Natural evolution and people coming up with ideas, really. Not so much any conscious, let's do this and let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, me starting to play guitar just came out of me starting, for some reason, I started writing songs again. You know, in the living room on the couch or whatever, and it just sort of evolved from there. One could hypothesize lots of reasons, but, you know, art mimics life.
Sure. I read that your next studio album is the first ever using standard tuning. What does that mean?
Ever since I started playing guitar on these records since 04, they've been in we've been using a different guitar tuning. We call it Egdegad, but, you know, a lot of guitarists often sort of change away from standard tuning, right, just to sort of get a different sound, make some different chords and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what we've been sort of doing forever, so it was just fun. Our publicist thought that was a fun note, I guess, to include in the press release. But
gotcha.
I guess that means back to your roots, you know, no more of this fancy messing around. You know, if you can't make a good song in standard tuning, then what's it worth?
Mice Parade is playing in this stripped down trio at Helsinki Hudson on April 20th. Adam Pierce, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me.
An acoustic trio incarnation of the band Mice Parade is playing at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, New York on Friday, April 20th. To learn more, visit helsinkihudson.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.